"Professor Aronnax," Captain Nemo answered me, "I've said you'd be free aboard my vessel, so no part of the Nautilus is off-limits to you. You may expect it in detail, and I'll be delighted to act as your guide." "I don't know how to thank you, sir, but I won't abuse your good nature. I would only ask you about the uses intended for these instruments of physical measure." "Professor, those same instruments are found in my stateroom, where I'll have the pleasure of explaining their functions to you. But beforehand, come inspect the cabin set aside for you. You need to learn how you'll be lodged aboard the Nautilus." I followed Captain Nemo, who, via one of the doors cut into the lounge's canted corners, led me back down the ship's gangways. He took me to the bow, and there I found not just a captain, but an elegant stateroom with a bed, a washstand, and various other furnishings. I could only thank my host. "Your stateroom adjoins mine," he told me, opening a door, "and mine leans into that lounge we've just left." I entered the captain's stateroom. It had an austere, almost monastic appearance. An iron bedstead, a work table, some washstand fixtures, subdued lighting, no luxuries, just the bare necessities. Captain Nemo showed me to a bench. "Kindly be seated," he told me. I sat, and he began speaking as follows. End of Chapter 11. Recorded by Marlo Diane. April 19, 2006. Piscataway West, Prince Edward Island.